More than 2,600 housing units were issued building permits last year on Oahu. Less than one-third were actually built. Economist Paul Brubaker says regulatory requirements underscore why no one is building affordable rental units in urban Honolulu.
Remember the three-story cinder block walk-up with the parking underneath on the corner of Yonge and McCulley by the Korean bar where we all lived when we got kicked out of our parents' house? Remember? When was that built? It was like 1956. Who builds that kind of building? Nobody.
But a limited number of affordable units are available in Kaka'ako. Block 803 Waimanu is a seven-story building with 153 units, 93% in the affordable range for qualified residents. Real estate associate Janai Hart.
There's a max income of 110% of the AMI, so 80,000 net income for a single occupant. 62 of the units at 276,000, those do not come with on-site parking. And all of our studios are functioning one bedrooms. There's a sliding barn door that delineates the sleeping area from the living area.
Block 803 had three major design revisions by the Hawaii Community Development Authority. Nicola Mola, a realtor associate at the Block 803 project, says having zoning, building heights, and density entitlements approved beforehand saves time and money. Their next affordable housing project in Mo'ili'ili is the Ohana Hale at 929 Pumehana Street. Mola says the project is a bargain with a per-unit cost of $367,000.
The Pumehana building is going to be under $60 million to build, and we have 180 units on there. These luxury towers are $500 million, and they have like 200 units. And if you had $500 million, we could have 1,872 units for $500 million.
That's nine times more affordable housing units. The Pumehana project is scheduled to break ground in March. Economist Brubaker says if you're waiting for the government to fund more affordable housing, you need to be on the lookout for construction cranes.
Yeah, I maybe will live on the Mauka side of Barataria at the number 2 bus stop, except I don't see any cranes on Barataria. There's not a single crane on Barataria along the number 2 bus line. So where are regular people going to live? Because that's where we all going to live. None of us are going to live on Oahu Street. Nobody.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.